What's up, After Buzzers? We're back here talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I am going crazy just figuring out this puzzle, and I know you guys are too. Let's get started.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Hey guys, we are live here in the studio to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We just finished watching the episode. Can't wait to start talking about it. I'm your host, Thomas Erlina, and I'm here with the lovely...
Hey guys, Mike DiCarillo here.
Amanda Terry here.
Hi everyone, Cynthia Nicole.
The gang is all here. We have a full panel tonight, and we have so much to talk about. There is a lot going on in Beverly Hills. First thoughts coming into this episode, what do we think about the overall episode?
I'm so confused, more confused than I was last episode, especially because a lot of the cast members are giving interviews on the sidelines now, yes. And they're talking a little bit more about what happened. So taking that into consideration with tonight's episode, I have to say I'm confused.
It's a big puzzle.
I agree. Yes. I agree 100%. I am so confused. Last week I was team LVP, and this week I might be shifting, you guys, to Teddy.
Really? Okay, we'll talk about it.
Ay, caramba.
That's all I have
That's
to say.
That's it.
All right, well, this episode, there's so much, but the opening really starts with Kyle and her daughter leaving the nest. We see this, you know, every two or three seasons that space out. What do we think about Kyle and her going through this again? It is tough to see a child leave, you know, the nest like that. But it seems like she's very excited about DC.
It was super heart-wrenching. It was so sad. Yeah. The sisters and everybody crying. It made me so sad.
Yeah, you've said that you've had this experience yourself, right?
Yes, because I'm the youngest. So I watched both of my sisters kind of like leave the nest. And I remember bawling my eyes out when they left in my room, like just sitting there crying. So I can definitely feel for the sisters in that.
Do you think that she's going to come back early, or do you think she's going to stick it throughout and come back when she's done?
Oh, God, no. I think it's always in the beginning that you kind of want to go home. But then once you get the ball rolling and you meet your new friends and you start seeing all these activities.
And the environment.
Yeah, the guys, you're like, home? When? Yeah, I'll see you for Christmas. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky, yeah.
For sure, yes. For sure.
But how come when you're living at home, you're like, I don't want to be around you, sister, brother. Get away from me. But then when they're gone, you're like, I miss you.
I think it just becomes so real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You start seeing life a little bit more full circle.
Yes. Right. You're like, okay. You can't borrow clothes anymore, you know?
Yes.
Exactly. That was a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, girl. I would sneak into my sister's room and take her clothes.
Same.
Yes. So everybody is back in Beverly Hills, this exhausting trip. Everybody is just barely recovering, including myself.
Yes.
Denise Richards is talking about getting married. Yes, and we see that that actually does happen this season. But that's so exciting for her to be going through this. And Lisa Rinna is just her biggest cheerleader on this show.
Lisa Rinna is her own everybody cheerleader. She jumps up and down so much.
Yeah.
She looks so good. Like, I feel like I want to be her age. Like, she's just the sexiest I've ever seen her.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, but she looks good for her age. And that magazine shoot, like, excuse me?
Yes. Her working that hose. I'm now we see what to do with Harry Hamlin. Yes.
No wonder why she's been married so long. Okay.
Yes. That's the secret. That's the secret. Yeah.
Have fun, right?
Yes. I love their relationship because I feel like, you know, I've seen previous interviews and Lisa Rinna has said that she's kind of taken Denise on and she really wants to nurture her. But it seems like this is going to be a real true friendship here, right?
Yes, I agree.
I don't know. I think that everything has a reason. And so far that I've been watching, I feel like Lisa has I think she has like this sort of plan in her mind to take LVP down.
Okay.
And I think she's kind of... seeing what benefits her. Maybe it's too early to say that, but I don't know. Sometimes I feel like she can move a little bit calculated. She has these calculated.
What are your thoughts on that? This is a great subject to talk about because Lisa Rinna on this episode has scaled back.
Yes.
Previous episodes, I mean, it was a lot about her drumming up the controversy. Uh-huh. This episode, it was like she was just around. She's doing
we didn't
a photo
really
shoot.
See much of her.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We didn't really see too much of her in the drama.
I actually want to hear your point of view, Thomas, because I'm sure the listeners want to hear and the viewers.
You know what? I think that Lisa Rinna, like what Maita says. I mean, we do these housewife shows. There's a lot of calculating involved, and if you want to stay relevant, if you want to be part of it, you kind of have to work with the new people also. You can't just completely treat them like rookies, because that doesn't work out, because sometimes the rookies that come on the show end up being bigger than what you think. Dorit came out, you know, blazing hot. Like, you know, she wasn't going to be one that wasn't going to use this opportunity to be quiet. So I think what you're saying is pretty accurate.
But she's being very mellow and low-key and fun about it. Yeah, which sort of a past.
It's not like a new character from, you know, wherever. Speaking of characters, PK and Dorit are home, and it looks to me like PK is a little bit upset with what's going on, especially with Lisa Vanderpump not greeting him on his birthday, which is not like her. So you know, when it goes to that level, it's not a good place here.
Yeah, and he's not happy about Dorit being in the drama with her.
Yeah.
At all.
He had some choice of words. Did you catch that?
I did. I wrote it down. He said she's best at manipulation and control, talking about LVP. And the fact that he would say this, he has never said this in past episodes or seasons. He's always been like this. Wife. I understand that. But then at the same time, if you have such a close friend, it's like you would say, I'm so stuck in the middle. I don't know what to do. But these are really strong words. Calling someone and saying it's manipulation and control.
This was a quote, genius at manipulating and controlling. So when he said that, I think, you know, what we see on camera is not as bad as it is in real life. I think it's way worse in real life because, you know, we're seeing so many different parts in their own lives. They just see what happens in the moment and then they have to go live their lives. So,
but didn't she just come out with an article talking about like the Bahamas was emotional and like, I don't know if you guys know Lisa Vanderpump. I don't know if you guys saw that. She like, there was like an article about that, and I can understand why she was feeling, you know, emotional, but the manipulating and, you know, the control part, I don't picture PK saying that, because he's never said that in any seasons, right? Like you said. And it was just like, usually they'll have like a little get together, a lunch and a breakfast, and they'll talk it out. But this time they haven't done that. Or at least they did, but they thought it was fit. No, it didn't. So now I'm starting to understand PK. Maybe he's not as close to Lisa and the family as we all thought.
There have been some shakeups between them over the last few seasons that Lisa has kind of crossed lines with PK and vice versa. So I can kind of see that. Your thoughts?
I think that he's just stuck in the middle, and maybe he's just, you know, really coming to realize how she really is. Because again, it's his wife. So,
like, I mean, he didn't think he would do it to her.
Exactly. But he's seen this behavior. He even said that. He even said, she's the master manipulator, but it's different when she comes after my wife. That's what he said. And you know, it's like, that's your wife. That's your spouse. Like, you're going to, you're going to, you know, be there to support them. So I think he's stuck in the middle, but his true words are really...
That's pretty strong words. And you know what? Maybe something happened between Lisa and him that we don't know about. That's why he feels so adamant.
Something happened.
Especially like the not saying happy birthday to him. I mean,
he's hurt. That's a big deal.
I don't know why he's so hurt.
Because they've been friends like for how long? They the have? Seasons? Okay. Yeah, like they would have get-togethers, they would go out, like what it showed on the show.
Too, like when you come on a reality show and you guys are set friends and then things start happening, you're like, wait, we promised that nothing was going to happen and that we were always going to be friends. And as you go on a reality show, things stuff happens change. Like this. So I think that's kind of what he's going through. They're also talking about the fact that she's a little bit torn with the whole Teddy thing. She's not 100% sure if it's all just Lisa. So in that moment, I think she's thinking, but Teddy could be screwing me at the same time.
That's a really tough... I would not want to be in Dorit's position. I mean, it's just being pulled both ways, and then text messages here, text messages there. It just seems very...
Do we think she's enjoying being like more the in the center?
I don't know.
I think she's playing victim.
I think so too.
Okay, this is my theory.
We have an agreement here at AfterBuzz TV.
I think so too.
Okay, my theory is that she's did wrong too. So it's Lisa, it's Dorit, it's Teddy. I think they all need to talk it out, because I feel like them three are not innocent at all. And I feel like Kyle and Lisa and Erica, they know what's going on. And they're like calculating this, at least in the episode. So I think that Dorit She's in on it. Like, she's in on it. She's not right either.
She gets what's happening in all the different parts, and she sees where her placing it is in this game.
Because you should have called Lisa first to tell her what you were going to do with that dog.
We're always going to go back to that. That could have been an option, but it wasn't.
Lucy, you cute little doggy, where are you? Because... she started such a controversy.
Your theory matches a little bit with mine. Okay, I have to tell you, I think since the very beginning, it was all Teddy, it was Dorit, and it was LVP, and they all three were in accordance with what was going to happen. And I think that Dorit, knowing that this was the second dog, this was an opportunity for her to stay on the show. Yeah. It was an opportunity for her to have drama. And she was like, okay, I'll take part in it. Right? But since things didn't work out, and since all of a sudden, people are backing out from what was supposed to happen. That's why Dorit has kept quiet and she's acting like the victim because she knows that she had some involvement in it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know what to do now because this is not what was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And then that's why she's kept quiet because if you notice, like in past seasons, like last season, she was very vocal and adamant, and she would say what she would want.
She's taking a different role this season.
Yeah.
And you tend to feel sorry for
her. She's almost letting people like take the reins, and she's just.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know? Yeah. I don't know. That's my theory. But it changes every single episode.
Seriously. I agree.
But then also, Mr. Blizzard shouldn't have been involved. He's also to blame in this, too.
Yeah.
Yes. He shouldn't have said anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to get into that part. Before we get into John Blizzard, Teddy and Erica have, on this season at least, have gotten pretty close.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we saw what Teddy went through last season. It was almost like a hazing thing. Like, it just, she was crying. She didn't know how to handle situations.
Yeah.
It's nice to see the two girls kind of getting along and starting a new friendship. What do we think about this new budding friendship? We have some stuff in our tweets that people are suggesting otherwise, but what do we think about this new friendship?
I like that Erica's like helping her and just saying her like, stay to your truth, stay strong. I like that. She's being a good friend and she, you know what I mean? Like, Erica's been in a lot of the drama, so she kind of knows how to work it with the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate her, you know, being a good friend to Teddy in like this time of need.
But that house tour, wow.
I know.
I couldn't pay attention to that friendship and those white heels.
I was just about to say, what'd you think about those heels?
They're hard to walk in.
Yeah, they're painful, okay?
She was walking down like a runway.
But I actually am enjoying their friendship because last season I felt like they were like not clicking or anything. But I like how she's taking her in. I want to see where their friendship continues on or if they're going to be friends after what they find out about the text messages. So
yeah.
Yes, and we have a product here from Erica Jane.
Oh, yay! We do! Okay, you guys, so my birthday was last week, and my friend, shout out to Vanessa and her sister Daisy, they went and gifted me this Too Faced Erica Jane Glitter Highlighter Palette.
Yes.
And I have to open it because it says, like, tear if you dare, warning. And then the front, right?
It's, packaging is
the
everything.
Packaging, yeah, it's pretty legit.
It's
and
so
then
Erica.
Right as you open it, it says, no one, not one, Erica Jane.
Wow. Dollar sign.
This is legit. It was the highlighter. I have it on tonight.
It looks amazing.
Yes. Thank you. You see, there's three judges here. I think it's amazing.
Yes.
But yeah, my friend was telling me, she's like, it was the only one left. Ooh. Everything was gone.
Wow. For you.
Basically.
So I have to ask you, what do you feel about the texture? Do you like, is it long lasting? Is it 5 hours?
What
2 hours? Yes.
Mita's the new beauty influencer.
Yes, I know. Need to know.
I'm taking it for like a five minutes from you.
Oh no.
You know what? It started, I put it on like maybe at 3 o'clock. So I haven't looked at myself
in
the mirror.
I like it because it's like a natural glare.
It's like a little brown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see. But the texture, it's pretty, it's kind of dewy. So we'll see how it lasts. Yeah.
Do you put a primer before? And then, I mean, all the ladies who want to know.
I'm not a beauty expert. I don't use primer before. I just like moisturize my skin and everything.
Okay. Highlighter's like the last step.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look good, girl. It's glowing.
Thanks to Erica Jane. No, but seriously, everything was gone in her little collection section. So she was like, girl, I got lucky that I just got one for you. And I'm like, thank God.
This is our influencer section of our after show here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love... Oh, and shout out to Mikey Minden. It's his birthday today. And happy birthday to him as well.
Oh, nice.
So pretty much what's happening here is also the fact that Teddy is doing a workout line. I think we glazed over it, but that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, you want to see the women on The Real Housewives do projects and the all-in projects. She seemed to be really excited about that.
Get your money.
Workout video?
Yes. It's perfect.
Are we buying it?
Maybe.
You gotta milk it. You're on the show. You gotta promote. She noticed how well her business was doing ever since she came out last season. She's milking it and doing what she's gotta do. So I gotta give her props.
Yeah. But I have to ask, where can you buy a workout video? Because, I mean, I have it. I usually watch it on YouTube. I don't know if you ladies do that too.
She probably has, like, her website or something. I would imagine. Like, okay. You could subscribe or whatever. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
We'll
I think
do
so
some
too.
Research cool. into that. Mm-hmm.
Are you into it, Thomas?
I'm into her. I'm into what she's selling. I enjoy all the women that are doing things. I'm always, like, a big fan of them. So, kudos to her.
So, we're
basically recovering still from this crazy trip, but we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. Hey, guys. So, before we move on to our next topic, we just want to thank you guys so much for subscribing to our channel. Please do so if you haven't. We watch and listen to all of your comments, whether you comment on our YouTube channel, on iTunes. If you're on iTunes, by the way, give us 5 stars. Leave us a comment. Let us know that you did in the comment section. And let me tell you, we will give you a shout out here next week. Thomas will.
Yes.
The girls will.
You
don't.
Yes. I got you.
So, and also, we love to keep the conversation going with you guys. If you guys tweet us, let us know what you think. We're always open ears to everything that you guys have to offer. Also in our chat, whenever you guys want to chime in, we are also available. We thank you guys so much for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes. Oh my gosh, our comments are so full. We really appreciate it. Every week after this episode, we get tons and tons of comments. So shout out to all of our fans out there that are watching and that are enjoying it as much as we are.
Yes.
Follow us everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. So, John Blizzard. This Blizzard finally walks in Villa Rosa, and this is where we're at. I mean, it's just been such a hot mess that one of her employees could cause this much craziness. I mean, are we buying the stuff that he's saying? Is Lisa orchestrating how she feels and letting him know before he walks in the door?
Right. That's
this is his opportunity to be on TV as well. I mean, there's a lot at stake for everybody. John Blizzard could be the next Bravo show. I don't know.
Seriously. He admitted. He admitted that, oh, I brought your name into it without, like, you approving. So, I mean, I'm just...
But
I'm
was like, he told to say that?
Right. Right. I don't know.
It's so confusing.
Guys. I'm like freaking out. Every episode is just this way, that way. It's like, what do you think, Cynthia?
I actually want to go get a Blizzard at Dairy Queen.
or should we get a burrito?
Dorit, please don't ever. No.
She said bodito.
Oh my God. Yes. And I am not good at pronunciation, but
I can roll my R's, girl. Okay, just if you're going to say that at a Mexican restaurant, make sure you can roll your R's.
That's exactly. That's the tough part.
Or
though,
just point.
Yeah.
You know, that's the polite thing. Just that.
Yeah.
That
like,
right
she almost felt the angst to say it like that. You know what I mean? Oh, that made me laugh so hard. That made my day.
But yes, about the Blizzard ice cream.
Yes.
That sounds good too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cookies and cream.
So are you buying this is this an orchestrated moment for John Blizzard to walk in and
he seemed nervous.
Wait, is that really John Blizzard?
Yeah.
I thought he looked different.
No, that's him.
That wasn't John Sesso, that was John Blizzard.
Yeah. John Blizzard.
Okay.
Who apparently had a lot of communication with Teddy throughout this whole process. So for him to kind of have a moment where the crew is calling you to be filmed in Lisa Vanderpump's house.
Oh my God.
There's all, you're basically the whole season.
I would be sweating.
Yeah.
He handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
But I mean, what are our initial thoughts about?
We need to bring him on this show, John Blizzard, if you're watching.
Him.
Shout out John Blizzard.
John Blizzard.
Let's go find him on Instagram.
Okay, we'll find him. Yeah, we'll do this.
It seemed like a very orchestrated plan. like, if I was Blizzard, I would totally be like, sure, I'm down. I'm going to come on the Housewives.
Why not?
Especially because it's Lisa, you're going into her house.
Not just your boss. I mean, she owns your life, basically.
Wait, but didn't he have an attitude in the Bahamas?
Was oh, it over that the phone? Was yeah. No, that was John. No, that was John. Oh,
okay. That was the so other was John.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He was the half founder.
Oh, okay. Not, okay.
Remember
in the yeah. first
partner.
Episode.
Partner.
Yeah, partner. His partner. Oh. Yeah.
This okay. was one of the employees there.
Okay. He seemed really nervous.
Does he still work there?
You know I'm what? I would be freaked out knowing yeah. that I would maybe be going through a talk on TV with my boss in front of the whole world watching. But, you know, she seemed to forgive him, I guess.
I have a solution to this entire problem.
What
Teddy,
is it?
Teddy, print out your phone records of Vanderpump Dogs calling you and giving you the info.
Yes.
Right? She the did, phone call can she, show up, right?
Yeah.
On her.
I think it's going to come. It's definitely, I think I read the an reunion. Article or something. Yeah, oh. Before it ends, before the season ends, I think that's going to
instead of a cat happen. Fight, it's going to be a dog fight.
Exactly. intended.
Well, this probably this was all orchestrated to set up the tone for Lisa to have, her own spinoff for Vanderpump Dogs.
Yes, a lot of people have been circulating about this rumor that she's going to have a spinoff, mm-hmm. and there's nothing been confirmed yet, but right. it would only make sense for Lisa to just have one more show.
I mean, why not?
She does a lot for the dogs.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I commend her for that. I'm a huge animal lover. And that's
have you gone to go to the store?
No, I want to, but one of my dreams is to have a dog sanctuary. And so I praise aww. Her. I love that.
We should go on a field trip.
Yes, let's
do it. Awesome. Yeah. I'm so we need to do it.
Down.
Yes. We could be like, is
it
John
it looks like the dog.
Blizzard?
I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Is that the dog?
Is that the dog? Because John Blizzard texts me.
Yes. Well, somebody that's missing out on all of the talk is really Kyle. She's still on a trip with family, and mm-hmm. she's still kind of going through the motions. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting that the women are all three getting together, but it's now Teddy that is inviting Dorit and Erica on this, you know, powwow together, horse riding. It seems to me that... Was that shade?
No, we're...
Oh, wait, did you think about something else?
No, me and Cynthia loved how Dorit was like, I went horseback riding in Israel.
And then that's why I was laughing, because I'm like,
I feel like Dorit's always trying to, like, one-up everyone. Is that just me?
And like,
I'm starting to notice a little bit. I mean, but she looks fabulous. I was digging the Chanel suspenders.
Okay. I'm talking she about the braggadocious yeah. comments.
Okay, girl,
nonstop.
When you say you're on a horse in Israel, I need to see photos, videos, facts. I need to research this information of paparazzi because I've never seen her ever talk about that in any season.
She should be a camel if she was in Israel, right? Not really a horse.
I think she added that in
it's
there.
It's Dorit. She could do whatever the hell she wants.
True. She probably did, but the fact that we've never seen it and we've never talked about it before, it was just a random thing that you say with your friends.
But that's how she is. That's the type of person that she is. Whenever she's having a conversation, you could be like, oh my God, this burger is so good. And she's like, I had the best burger. Yeah, like that. Or I had the best burger while sailing across the Atlantic. Like something way bizarre.
Yeah. Why can't you just say, did you enjoy your burger?
Yes, let's leave it.
What's your favorite outfit? I don't know.
Selfishness.
Yeah.
It's the selfishness. Yeah.
It is very interesting how she always tends to do that.
Yeah. She looks good, though, while doing it, so.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, back at Malibu, we get to see Denise and her man. Mm-hmm. And I saw you girls were loving her mm-hmm. new partner.
Her boo.
I think it's a really cute relationship. Yes. I'm happy for her.
They both have gone through so much in their own marriages mm-hmm. that it's just perfect to find somebody that you can relate to all of these different things. Yes. They have kids separately. They've gone through divorces mm-hmm. and public marriages. They've both been in the spotlight almost. So it's a good match, right? Yeah.
They deserve to be happy. You know?
10 days yeah. for a wedding, though. I'm here with you women. Could you guys pull off a 10-day wedding?
Not the type of wedding I want, no.
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 I don't know. I think it just depends on the situation,
and the,
you know?
And the
to
guy.
Each his own, yeah. Oh, of course. Absolutely. That's
oh, yeah,
important.
The guy.
She's like, I was thinking about the dress.
About me. Like, oh, yeah, the guy.
She's like, I see me walking down the aisle. But at the other end of
I
that.
I don't see, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get married like Cinderella. I'm not trying to get married. I'm sorry. I need the horse and carriage. Like,
but they just seem to match each other.
The horse and
the horse.
That was my favorite scene. I'm sorry. That was my favorite scene. I loved it.
That was.
Oh my God. No, but they're cute. They deserve to be happy.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I think they're very cute. Now, I think it's time to get into our tweets for the night. So here at AfterBuzz, we are very interactive. We love seeing everything that you guys are talking about. I'm just going to read them off and then we'll share our thoughts here for our podcast listeners. Here's one from the housewife guy. One thing I appreciate most about Erica Jayne as a housewife is that she's willing to move forward and give a newbie a second chance after a bad first season.
Agree.
Yes, I agree too.
I'm like, is that only me?
No, I agree. Sorry, I was going with the article.
I think it's because she's gone through this before. She didn't have a wonderful first season either, I don't think. Mm-hmm. With Yolanda, I remember there was a lot of drama already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think she has that in her to feel sympathetic for somebody that mm-hmm. had gone through that. Plus, she was a little bit of part of it with a lot of the drama.
A lot of it.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's one from our AfterBuzz fan, Kieran. Teddy, did you ever ask LVP? If not, why didn't you ask her? Wasn't she your friend, the friend you asked to give your brother a job? How does an employee who you aren't close to word takes precedent? F-O-H, you liar.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Those are some strong words, but it's true, yeah. though, because Teddy asked her as a favor to hire her brother.
And they were totally close in that first season that Teddy had. You know, they did the horseback riding and they
Teddy
were...
Bear.
Teddy
she
Bear.
She would call her Teddy Bear.
And all of a sudden, it's this drama fest.
Every season it's switching.
But I don't understand why Teddy hasn't had her back, like, come over and, like, you know that Lisa's going through a lot, you know. And she really wasn't there for her. I mean, at least what I've seen in the first few episodes, how she was there for her last season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
It's like day and night.
Yeah, because Lisa did... I took that so much into consideration when watching the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. Lisa has gone through so much losing her brother.
Yeah.
So you have to be sympathetic towards her. And that's why I thought there's no way she'd have time to manipulate and do all of the stuff that's happened.
I think, too, a lot of the women, like, have seen her pattern and that she's done this, but they also haven't seen her lose a family member, right. go through something like this.
Because your track record says a lot about you, man. Like, I'm sorry, that's there, but, you know, when you go through losing a loved one, it does change you.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they're adapting to that very well, because they can't see her like that. They're like, well, Lisa's never...
Like, she's weak.
But why does everybody try to go after her and they don't win? You can't win against Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. She's winning in this season, because it's all about her, really. I mean, and the dog.
Right.
Here we go, keeping it moving. Kyle showed no sympathy and support for LVP, who was still grieving in the Bahamas, and now they're showing us Kyle crying because another one of her kids is going to college. Girl, bye.
Everybody has their hurdles in life, so you know what I mean? She's going through it with her kids. Her you know, her daughter leaving.
Yes. Keeping it going, this is from Doggy.
Uh-oh.
Is it Lucy?
Doggy?
It's from Lucy!
Pantygate and Doggate are fake and boring. Are we bored with this, or does this excite us that we're confused every week?
No, it's getting a little bit played already too much.
Is it as bad as Pantygate, or do we feel like this is a little bit more entertaining?
Pantygate was a little more entertaining.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think Pantygate was?
I think the dog's more entertaining. Mm.
There's more people involved in the dog one, so it makes it more of a mystery. It's basically We're sitting
playing
here
a game.
playing a game of mystery. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Moving on. Team Reality Fox. If Teddy is telling the truth and nothing to hide, why is she so surgical and coached in telling the Lucy story? Vanderpump Dogs didn't call you. Your buddy John B. plotted with you directly. So why tell the story by saying Vanderpump Dogs called you?
Mm. We don't know. Vanderpump's dog may have called.
Who calls nowadays? Everybody just
DMs.
Yeah.
No one even texts us anymore. They just DM you.
Phone calls would be a little bit more easier because you don't have stuff in writing to
incriminate
you.
That's where the plot starts, though.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Then it thickens.
Yeah.
You know, I think with Teddy not knowing that Lisa's printing out these screenshots, I think once she gets aware that these screenshots are getting printed... Yeah. That they're going to start coming out from her end.
But then Kyle said she had viewed the same text messages that were going
on. Yeah, Teddy showed her. Teddy showed Kyle her phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Kyle already saw all of this. Oh, and why wasn't Teddy at this meeting? Like, Teddy should have been at the meeting.
Yeah.
Yes. And why didn't Kyle tell Lisa Vanderpump anything either?
Yeah, because that's a lot. Maybe Kyle didn't want to. Maybe Kyle already felt too involved by Teddy telling her. Maybe she, you know what I mean?
She didn't want to get into
it. Too much. You know how it's too much.
Yeah. She didn't want to get into it with Lisa
either.
Here's one from Annie. I'm sorry, but what proof does Teddy have? Someone who is not Lisa said something. That's it. Show me a text from Lisa and I will believe your BS story.
Ooh.
We got some hardcore fans on Twitter.
Yes.
Here's another one. Dorit took a sweet little dog to a kill shelter. It was wrong. The end.
It was
wrong. Let's move on.
It was wrong.
Yeah, yes. we already yes. discussed that a million
that
times.
That was very wrong.
Really quickly, I want to get into this. Did you guys see the Jenny McCarthy interview with Teddy?
Yes. Tell us all about it.
Did you watch it? So pretty much she's saying she's admitting fault in this whole situation.
Yes.
And she said that she did this because she was the new girl. So apparently, like, Lisa and Teddy had this plan about the dog to out Dorit. Mm-hmm. And Teddy couldn't go through with it when she arrived at Vanderpump Dogs. And then she was, like, gonna, like, talk about it or whatever. And Lisa pulled out. Mm-hmm. And Teddy was like, oh, my God, what's happening? But she admitted all of this to Jenny. And as girls, I mean, I don't know if it happens with guys too at school or whatever. Say you're like the new girl at school and the most popular girl comes up to you and says like, hey, be my friend. Don't be friends with that girl. You almost feel like I want to fit in. You know what I mean? You want to fit in. So I can understand how Teddy felt in that. And I appreciated that she admitted that. She admitted her fault in the whole situation. So somebody who was guilty,
she confessed, basically.
Right, and that's almost shameful to admit. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm glad that she did it. If you guys want to check out that interview, definitely check out Jenny McCarthy's
show. Watch it.
Hit up one of us. Amanda has the link. So let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, guys. So I have this article where Kyle responds to Lisa Vanderpump's retweet about firing the Real Housewives of OC cast. Basically, there was this tweet out saying, new title for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after it falls apart without LVP. Quote, backstabbing bees of Beverly Hills. Hashtag, you know, RHOBH. What a disgusting display from Kyle, Dorit, Teddy, Erica, and Rina. Rina, hashtag no class. So Lisa Vanderpump retweeted this tweet. Wow. And Richards, Kyle, then posted a screenshot of this tweet to her Instagram story, adding a red arrow pointing out the retweet and an image of a cartoon man smoking a pipe with the caption, interesting. She said interesante, but in Spanish. Bravo reps are not commenting on the social media post. So basically it's, you know, this whole thing about them going back and forth. And then there's this other article about Kyle and the fact that she thought there would be a chance for a reconciliation with Lisa. And apparently she says that there is absolutely no way that she will reconcile her relationship with Lisa whatsoever. And she's just waiting to see how everything plans out, because apparently Lisa has been on her own.
Ouch.
Yeah, with no friends. From the cast, you know?
Thank you for that update.
So think about what really happened.
I know. Yeah. Well, for more news, definitely hit up Maita. She has all the tea here. And definitely, we appreciate all of your comments. You guys definitely, if you haven't already, check out these comments from everybody. Yeah. They are very interesting. They critique us as well. And we really appreciate that. Yes. But we appreciate all of your comments, tweets, and everything like that. Let's get into some quick predictions for next week.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
There's so much going on. I mean, it's started off.
Okay, I think that Teddy, just as she said in the Jenny McCarthy podcast, I think that Teddy takes ownership for what she did and the fact that she knew it was wrong of her to initiate, be part of this whole plot against Dorit. So I think this is where we get to see a little bit more uncover from her side of the story.
I agree with you.
I am predicting Rena comes back and, you know, shuffles things up a little bit. There has to be some conversation about this powwow at Lisa Vanderpump's house.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that and then none of the other women know.
Right.
This is going to be a conversation. I think that's going to be next week.
I think Teddy, I mean, in some of the previews that we saw, I think Teddy's going to, you know, stand her ground and stick up for herself in front of Lisa, which makes me nervous.
It makes me nervous.
It makes me nervous. Yes. I feel bad for her, but we'll see.
Lisa and Teddy are going to duel it out. I'm excited for that.
And we will be here to break it down with all of you. Thank you so much for spending your night with us. We really appreciate it. Before we go, we want to make sure that you follow us on our social media. Cynthia, where can everyone follow you?
You can follow me at Cynthia Nicole number 5.
You can follow me on Twitter @MakeupMandy and on Instagram @Makeup_Mandy with an I.
Hey guys, you can find me everywhere at This Is Maite.
Hey, now that you're done watching our show, watch my show. It's called Two Besties Together, and you can find us on social media @TwoBestiesTogether. And follow me on social media @ThomasRelina. We'll see you here next week.
Bye.
Next week.
Bye.
our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.